Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you for another opportunity to be with you and to bring our cares to you, to your most capable and most able hands. Father, you know the things that the devil has planned for us. And we just pray now for your divine prevention. And we pray, Lord, that your keeping power would rest upon us and not allow for what the devil wants to do to take place. Dear Master, while we're asking, we also acknowledge that you have been keeping us in the past. You have made our days livable, and you've kept circumstances out of normalcy so that we could manage and function, and we thank you for it. And God, we just are so pleased to have the God of heaven on our side and to be able to approach you and come to you and talk to you and trust in you and know that you are working things out is such a calming, reassurance, oh God. And we just love you and we thank you. And Lord, I thank you for this person that I'm privileged to pray with and for. Father, you know what their concerns are. You know what they have need of before you even ask it, before they ask it. And dear God, I just pray that that this meditative moment finds them trusting in you and resting in you and having faith in you. And I pray, Father, that whatever they need, you will supply. And even those things, Father, that they may not know to ask you for, I ask, God, that you would bless them. Bless them, oh God, bless them individually. Bless them and their families collectively. I pray, Father, that you bless them spiritually, that you bless them financially. Bless them physically, Father, in their health and in their bodies. I pray, Lord, that you will keep them. I pray, Lord, now for this person's children. Danger lurks and lingers in so many places. But I know, Father, that you master in overthrowing the devil's plans over the lives of children. I just pray right now that you would bless this person's children in the name of Jesus. And dear Lord, may this day go down in history. That you have done it all over again, that you have blessed all over again, that you have kept all over again, that again, the devil failed, but you prevailed. We believe it, we receive it, we stand on it, and we exist, oh God, because of it. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. I hope that today is a good day for you. And whatever time this moment catches up to you, just be reassured that you are not alone, that God is with you. And all things are well and will be all right because you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you're not in that category, that can change for you right now. You can become a believer by acknowledging that you need Jesus, by believing that he is the Son of God, that he died and rose again after 3 days. And then if you confess that, you are saved, and you are in that category of those who have the biggest God, the only God, on their side. I would love to hear from you, or to at least hear of you, if you've made that decision to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And before we let this meditative moment float into oblivion and inactive use, would you be so kind to think of someone else who may need it and then send it to them? I would appreciate it, and I'm sure they would too. Until next time, this is Pastor Severin Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. I love you. Take care, and bye-bye.